September 28, 2018 at 12:01 p.m. Moving on to agenda item number two, roll call.
Senator Alvarez?
Present.
Senator Aziz?
Present.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator Mata?
Tardy excuse me.
Senator Rogers?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving on to agenda item number 6B. We're moving past agenda item number 6A, Senator Project Updates. I just mainly want to focus on the Veterans Luncheon right now. So again, it's going to be November 8th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Does anyone have any availability to show up?
Is that a Thursday?
From 11 to 1.
Please stick to decorum. Again, it's from Senator Rogers.
It's from 11 to 1.
11 to 1:30. Senator Aziz.
I should be able to come in for the second half. I come in from lab, so I need to be there for at least the morning, and whenever I can get out, I can get out.
Senator Green.
I can be there at 11:30.
Perfect. Thank you. I will be pulling out a gift post page, so I'll be in contact with Monique and make sure that we have that set up just so you all can get service hours for those. Just understand that this is a very important event. Our anticipated guest list should be about 150 people, and so this is going to be a pretty big one. It's going to be a lot for me, so I'm asking. I have the handbills and the posters already set up. I'm looking for someone to go post them and send them around campus. Do I have any volunteers? I'll do Senator Green and Senator Aziz. Senator Aziz, I will give you the handbills to post around campus, and Senator Green, I'll give you the posters. Senator Aziz.
The handbills being like hot handbills?
Yes. The small, just like...
Are those going somewhere different than where the posters were going
to go? Well, the posters are limited, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, because I'm assuming just the public view bulletin boards are on different buildings.
Yeah, Senator Green has the bigger posters. The handbills are just like to be placed in like specific places. So I don't know if you ever saw like for Center for Student Engagement, it's like literally
just made. Yeah, it's one of the ones that's somewhere else. So.
I just want to place all over campus. Thank you. I'm also looking for someone to be our direct liaison with Veteran Services, just because I can't really devote much of my time anymore to them. Is there anyone that would be willing to do that? Senator Rogers, I will be giving you the information for Chai and Vince and just making sure and coordinating with them. I'm also asking if you could contact Inkblot to create a handbill and some marketing for the flag retirement ceremony. I will also be forwarding that to you as well.
Perfect.
Thank you. And so again, it's expected to be in the Blind Onion during that time, and so it's going to be like a pretty huge feast. Right beforehand, we do have a flag retirement ceremony, so they do have this whole ceremony out in front of the Gateway Plaza, which I highly recommend that we all attend. I'm getting more details on that as we go. It should be no more than about half an hour. And so from there, they actually will present a flag. It's like probably a flag that has been serviced from my understanding of it, and they actually just retire it and make sure that it's all taken care of. So the process is very formal, but we should be in attendance as well for that. With that being said, we are also planning, I've been in contact with Speaker Martinez and President Jackson, and we've been discussing giving out lapel pins. So what lapel pins do is that they're just, it's like a crossover of the Nevada Wolfpack flag as well as the American flag. And so they're very nice. We've been working on the budget, so we're spending about $800 on food for the event as well as the labor for having Joe employees there. And we're going to go $200 from our committee for Veteran Luncheon because we all have our own line item in the budget. $200 from the executive office and then $200 from our own Senate budget. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So is there any further questions on the Veterans Luncheon? It's all kind of set up. I think we just really need to really solidify details at this point. Senator Green?
Are we doing a banner this year with the...
Yes. Okay. So that is in progression right now. I'm still in contact with Nick... Martin from Inkblot. Friday, I'm like, no Friday, it has been a while, just because I haven't heard from it. I'm also looking for someone to get on, invite community members. Not only community members, but as well as pretty much big leagues in the university. I've invited already Dean Kent Thomas, as well as Dr. Shannon Ellis. But if you guys have any further ideas, I will be contacting President Mark Johnson, just because last year you did speak at the event, and I think it would be very effective if you did speak again, and it would be very successful. So does anyone have any ideas who they want to contact?
Not yet.
So, send in lots of.
I've missed half of this, but there's a veterans club on campus.
Yes, they will be in attendance. If you would like to contact them directly, I would very much appreciate that, just in informing them of the event as well as like what's going on. Dr. B.
There's two on campus.
Yes.
Methods and maybe something.
Yes. If you need assistance, Senator Malta, with that, I'd be more than happy to help you for those. Senator Aziz.
My old ROTC instructor teaches here at UNR, so I'll find him.
Okay, perfect. I would love to have a couple speakers other than President Johnson. I am inviting President Jackson as well to speak at the event, and I'm hoping to give a little quick myself, so let me know if you have any ideas. Please, I recommend that each and every single one of you contact at least two representatives of the university just to, as an open invite. Is there any further questions on the veterans luncheon? Seeing none, moving on to agenda item number 6, chair updates. Like I said, I've been working directly with Director Rora on legislation, and we decided today that we're not going to be presenting on the ballot initiatives just because we might as well. We need to have them all prepared, and again, all the ballot initiatives should be done within the next couple weeks. We do have time to create legislation, but I will say that unless you have consulted with Director Rural directly, I will not have that on the table at all. And this is just because Legislative Affairs is a huge department, and we must be utilizing them as much as possible. And due to the fact that I don't want any of us creating legislation that doesn't understand the full extent of policy, and that's basically the job, is to really make sure that we're doing this. I'm also trying to become more of a stickler with my expectations for this committee. So I have a couple things I do want to really reinforce as well as really discuss with each and every single one of you. One is please stick to decorum. I don't mind the casual dress at the table. I fully understand that. But as we begin asking for guests to come through to the committee, we must be business casual for those. And again, you'll be informed of every single one we do have a guest. But I'm expecting Regent Geddes to appear October 12th. Okay.
It might be the following meeting, not October 12th.
Okay, please let me know. Okay. So we'll be invited. I'm starting to invite other representatives, and I'll be in contact with Director Moral, making sure that we have that established just so we have that direct connection. Meeting is every Friday unless notified otherwise. I'm not entirely sure why there was any confusion on that, but I am planning on moving about 15 minutes later, so about 12:15, in a different room now, just so we have more of a, I guess, time leeway, because I do want to start directly at the set time. Does that make sense? And so, since we do tend to overlap a little bit with academics, and I hate seeing us rush out, I am planning on moving the room. Although I do enjoy this room in particular, I don't. As more legislation's coming to the table, we might as well move to a different room in case we run over time. I expect to be communicating and participating in every single conversation that you guys have, so if you have any like confusion based on legislation, I serve as a resource to each and every single one of you, and I expect the legislation from each and every single one of you in this committee within the next couple of weeks. I know that it's all just bill draft requests right now, and so we're still kind of getting the ball rolling, and we probably won't be in full swing until after the elections, but we need to be in consideration of creating legislation and talking to representatives as much as possible. Does that make sense? Do any of my expectations Are they confusing at all? Okay, I just think we need to start getting the ball rolling as much as possible, and we need to really make legislation that we can lobby, because we can't lobby and be an advocate for the university if we don't have anything. Does that make sense? Okay. Thank you all. And so, moving on to agenda item number 7, public comment. Director Worrell, would you like to give us your update?
I wanted to talk a little bit about the Silver State Industries here, since I wasn't able to on Wednesday. So I went to the Committee on Industrial Programs in Las Vegas last Friday, and I spoke with a man from England, actually, who is working in the United States with a company called Ink to Work. And their purpose is to make sure that when people use ink cartridges, that it's disposed of environmentally. Because he told me that I forget exactly how much oil, but oil is a big process in manufacturing printer cartridges and ink and all that. And so he's working with the Silver State Industries and the prison industry with the printing and binding that we use, to set up a manufacturing facility here in Nevada that will dispose of and make the printer cartridges in Nevada locally, so that it's more sustainable, better for the environment. He gave me his card, and I'm hoping to follow up with him. And since that's in the committee, it's not, they're just approving whether or not they can move forward with legislation to implement that in the Silver State Industries. So we're still kind of waiting on that. But he really wanted to see, like, student support with that, because he says that they also do it in the state of Virginia. They do it in England. And so he said a lot of students are favorable of that because of the sustainability aspect. So I thought that was really cool. And then I also got to speak with the chief operations director of Silver State Industries. And he told me that all of the inmates there are paid a fair wage in conjunction with the Department of Justice. And nationally, he used like a lot of acronyms and I didn't quite understand, but so I can definitely follow up if you all want more information. But he did assure me that they're paid a fair wage, and he's been working there for like 20 years, he said, and he says it's like one of the most efficient and beneficial programs in the country for like rehabilitation of inmates back into the society, and that he sees that as a really big benefit to them. So that was really good to hear. And I think even if, you know, like it'd still be useful to write a resolution maybe in support of that, or, you know, just to be transparent, to let students know that we looked into it and that we're aware of everything, and like in support of them too and their initiatives and the Ink to Work. I think that would be really cool. And then I wanted to talk about our candidate forums we have coming up. On October 4th, we're having the Sheriff Candidate Forum, and that's in the Pennington Student Achievement Center, room 113, from 6:30 to 7:30. And then we're having the Mayor, County Commission, District 3, and Senate District 13 Candidate Forum on October 9th from 6 to 7, and that's in the Knowledge Center Rotunda. We're planning on having musical therapy perform at both of those, and then we're asking students to come share their stories about anything political, social, cultural, economic related to them that would help the candidates if they become elected with their policy that they choose to focus on. And then I just wanted to say also that I know your committee is looking at forming relationships with legislators and elected officials and candidates. So also, you can definitely use our department as a resource for that. And I encourage you all to come to these candidate forums so you can meet them and form those relationships. And we're after the election, we're going to be doing legislator elected official events, having the people come and talk to students once they're elected. So also come to those, and I think that'll be a really good way for U.S. senators to make that relationship. Yeah. Thank you.
Is there any questions for Director Wall? Seeing none, thank you so much, Director Wall. So is there any more public comment at this time? Senator Malta?
It's been passed in a couple of committees. There's this new House Act in the House of Representatives. There's this new act, H.R. 2796, which is the Civil Rights Uniformity Act of 2017. So it's been around for a little bit, and it's basically saying that any legislation that has been passed within the past 50 years since the Civil Rights Movement that says the word sex or gender will not include transgender individuals anymore. Because it's basically saying the definition, they're trying to define sex or gender as a cisgender person. So transgender individuals will have no protections under those laws. And it's passed through a couple of committees. So I definitely want to follow that, and I would like some help on that.
Absolutely. Director Warren, would you love to be an assistant to that?
Yes.
Thank you. And so we'll be looking more into that. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it. Is any more public comment this time? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 12:00.